Ashraf Garda on the National Pulse.
So here's a question. Are you over 60 years old? And if the answer to that is no, then, well, you can pause. But if you are over 60, did you get a message that told you that you've been given special permission to vote on the 27th and the 28th of May? That's 2 days before the elections because of the fact that you're older. Well, if that's the case, the story is, I'm sorry to say, I believe it's not true. So I hear. Let's find out exactly what the position is with Mr. Maseko Shiburi, who's the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer. And the IEC will tell us more about it. Maseko, good chatting to you. You're on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, Ashraf.
Right, so, those above 60, can they vote on the 27th, 28th? Yes, no?
No, it's not a general rule. The special votes are for people who, because they have a physical condition, are unable to go to a voting station on the 29th. Those, if you approve the application, we visit at home. The other category are persons who are unavoidably away from their voting station on voting day. Those qualify for special votes. But we do not think that category of people over 60 basket cases that require special accommodation.
That means in both examples you've just given me, they are not restricted to age. They could be for all age groups.
They could be all age groups. The only qualification is that a person is away from their voting district or a person has a physical condition, infirmity, disability, and for that reason, they are unable to attend physically to a voting station on the 29th.
In that case, you would actually, you know, you as in the IC would actually go to them the day or two before. You'd actually go to their home?
In that case, we will go to their home so that we affirm their dignity and they can vote in conditions of relative dignity without being transported to voting stations in wheelbarrows sometimes.
Okay, so you know the story has been going through the rounds, and nowadays they spread like wildfire, okay? Where did that come about, that anybody above 60 automatically can vote on the 27th and 28th?
It is not an automatic to vote by special vote. You must still apply, and if approved, you can vote then on the 27th and on the 26th. It will be a pity that people who do not have a physical condition or are at their voting stations crowd out those persons who otherwise would not be able to vote, but for a special vote dispensation.
All right. And the misinformation that we've all heard, that in fact it's open to anybody above 60 can vote the day and 2 days before, where did that come about? I mean, the fact that it's so widespread, so many people are talking about it now.
We do not know where it comes from, and the message purports that the author has permission from the Commission. It is not true. We have not made such arrangement, because to make such arrangement will be acting outside of the four corners of the law. The law requires that the person must have a physical condition or that they must be away from their voting district on voting day.
Okay. Naturally, there'll be lots of ifs, whats, and buts and maybes between now and May 29. A contact number or an address I can direct people to if they want to, or website maybe if they're uncertain about certain issues?
elections.org.za, and special votes are still open until the 3rd of May. People who will be away from their voting districts or working on voting day, they have until the 17th to apply or to give us pre-notification of their intention to vote outside of their voting district and indicate the voting station at which they wish us to make accommodation.
Okay. For them. And is there a call center number besides the website?
The call center number will be on our website, elections.org.za.
Okay, but I mean, do you know the number of them? Because some people don't have internet access, you know.
Yes. Can I give it to you off air as well?
Okay.
I don't know. It is embarrassing.
That's fine. No, that's fine. Well, I mean, give it us A off air, but also maybe get the IEC to tweet it out too. If you can just tweet it out and just tag SFM Radio and myself using the hashtag The National Pulse, we'll pick it up and share that to the audience that uses social media. Let's just make that point. Thank you for your time. Thanks for clearing that up, Maseko Shiburi. Much appreciated.